Today's going to be the last day we do in Yahar Gal Yavar. I want to move on to the next sugya. The next sugya is when Hana Habala Le'adam Bal Karcha, which is when you get Hana from something that you're not trying for. For example, if you're in a hotel for Pesach and they have in the lobby a chametz restaurant that operates on Pesach. So you walk by the restaurant and you smell the fresh rolls that they sell in the restaurant. So that's Hana from chametz, chametz asur Hana. Are you allowed to get that kind of hana from the chametz on Pesach? Right, so that's the next sugya, and it's going to touch on a lot of different areas. Sometimes you're not looking to get a hana, but it just happens because you're in a situation. To what extent do you have to avoid it? You're sitting around talking to your friends because you like hanging out and talking to your friends, and then one of them starts talking lashon hara. So you're not there for the lashon hara. You didn't come for the lashon hara. To what extent you have an obligation not to listen or to go away? Right? This is the concept of hana bal liadam bal karcha. So Bez Shem will get into that sugya tomorrow. Just really go through the Gemara. See, even go through the Gemara. It's a decent amount of Gemara till through the middle of Chavav and Aleph at least, and maybe some Tosfosin. Okay. But I wanted to close up the Yahar Gal Yavar sugya with a couple of more things. First of all, the idea that shvichus dam is Yahar Gal Yavar, the Gemara said we learn it from a simple svara. My chazus the dam of the dach sumach tvei, dam of dam of the gavra sumach tvei. How do you know your blood is redder? Maybe the other guy's blood is redder. Good, that was the idea that shvichus dam is Yahar Gal Yavar. So the poskim deal with what happens when you do know whose blood is redder. What happens if you have the ability to know? Meaning the case is a case where my chazus won't apply. Would murder still be Yahar Gal Yavar in that situation? The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yisrael Torah Halacha Hey writes, based on the Yerushalmi, that if let's say a bunch of Goyim attack a group of people and they say, give us one of you to kill, we want to kill one of you, V'im lo yitnu lehem yehargu es kulam, and if you do not give over one of the group, they're all going to die. So are you allowed to murder one guy in the group by handing him over in order to save the group in its entirety, right? Meaning, now in that case, well, you know exactly which blood is redder. This guy's going to die anyway. The guy you're handing over is going to die in any event. He's going to die if you hand him over, and he's going to die if you don't hand him over along with the rest of you. So what's better, to lose one of you or to lose 10 of you? Obviously, it's better to lose one of you. So there's a svara where we don't say my chazis. So says the Rambam, Aleihem lomus lolim sur nefesh achas miYisrael. It's the whole group should die rather than hand over one person from Klal Yisrael. So what does that tell you, that Pesach of the Rambam? It tells you that my chazis isn't really the basis of the concept. Remember we saw in Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim wasn't sure. Is my chazis just a svara that since we don't know which life is more valuable, so be passive, and if that means murdering passively, so you do that, you just be passive? Or is my chazis a svara that just teaches us that there is no mitzvah v'chai behem when it comes to shvichas dam? That shvichas dam is such a terrible avera that you're never, ever, ever, ever allowed to violate shvichas dam passively, actively, whatever. According to the second way of understanding it, it could be that shvichas dam is such a terrible avera. You're never, ever, ever allowed to violate shvichas dam, even if the net loss is then going to be 10 lives as opposed to losing just one life. Because it's about the Chomer Isser of Shvichas Damim. So the Ramach raises the Kasha on the Rambam from our Sugya. Because over here it's clear that the whole reason Shvichas Damim is Nirchas maybe Kach Nefesh Mai Chazis. So the Rambam is against the Svar of Mai Chazis. So the Kesef Mishnah's Metaritz as follows. If the Goyim don't pick a guy to kill, then everyone should be the one to give himself over, or and raise the question: who says that my chazis shahanach moser azeh v'chidamim shel ha'achadim sumak tvei? Meaning, if they didn't identify who they want you to give over to kill, then klape each and every person you should say my chazis. Why should we choose him as opposed to him? Why should we choose him as opposed to him? You should never choose one guy, because that is the svara of my chazis. So even though at the end of the day all 10 guys are going to be killed, and you know for sure that's worse than having one guy killed, but by choosing one guy, you're violating the svara of my chazis. Because you're choosing one guy, you're not choosing another guy. So he says the problem is, what are we going to do with the Yerushalmi? That even so, the Yerushalmi says that even that holds that even when they're miyached one person to kill, you're still not allowed to give over that person unless that person happens to be chayiv misa. So when they're miyached him, so there's no svara of my chazis, because that guy that they're miyached, he's like a rodeth now, meaning the Kesem Mishnah points out that if his svara is correct. Let's say the goyim come and they don't say give us one of you or we'll kill all of you. They say give us that one or we'll kill all of you. So now you're not going to say, well, why should we give that one and not another one? You can't give another one. You can only give that one. So then the svar of my chazis should say, okay, give him over. Problem is, the Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed to unless he's chayiv misa anyway. So l'chora, according to the Kesem Mishnah Svara, you have a problem. So what you have to say, says the Kesem Mishnah, is that Chazal must have had some sort of Kabbalah that by Shvichas Damim it's always Yahrig Val Yavar. And that Kabbalah applies to all forms of Shvichas Damim. But they just wanted to give a little bit of time, a little bit of Svara, so they gave the Svara of my Chazis. But Enoch Hinami, even when the Svara of my Chazis doesn't apply, Shvichas Damim is always going to be Yahrig Val Yavar. And that's really the only way to explain the sheet of the Yerushalmi and the sheet of the Rambam, that you're not allowed to give over one person to be killed unless that person is chayiv misa already anyhow. So that's the way the Kesem Mishnah says Rambam, is that you have to say that my chazis isn't really the driving force behind the Yehareg Val Yavar. My chazis was an after-the-fact explanation that they decided to give to make the fact that Shvichas Damim is Yehareg Val Yavar a little more palatable, but Shvichas Damim is Yehareg Val Yavar in any event. Yeah?
Is it that, but we're saying choose, like, if a guy comes and says, give me one of you, give me anyone, I've had them, I'm going to call you. So you said, okay, you have to choose, right? Is it that, but choosing that effect, you have the guy, the post-take is going to choose the guy, or is it... We'll put everybody's little piece of paper, everybody's going to go ahead and choose there, making it random in a sense, and nobody's choosing another person. It's just whatever.
Right, so
therefore it's not in your hands.
The way the Kesem Mishnah seems to understand is that would still be a violation of the premise of my chazis. Because however you came to that choice, even if you made it randomly, but why should it be that guy and not somebody else? Is his life more valuable?
Should that be Ishmael then?
But we don't operate B'day Shemayim, we operate B'day Adam. And is his life more valuable? You don't know that his life, or is his life less valuable, rather? And you know that his life is less valuable. So it seems that my chazis, according to the Shitas HaRambam, is a svara to explain after the fact. Now, Lecha Mishnah writes that Reish Lakish is not going to have a problem from Tosefta, because you could say that he's cholik on the reason that it gives in this sugya, that they had a Kabbalah like the Kesem Mishnah says. But he says on the Rambam it's a problem, because the Rambam passes like Reish Lakish, even though he quotes the Svar of my Chazis. And the Kesem Mishnah says, that which Kesem Mishnah answers, that it's all an after the fact thing, and it's just a svara that we're given, that we're giving to make it more palatable. But Eino Chinami, my chazis doesn't really mean anything. So that's very dachl, because the Rambam even quotes the svara of my chazis. So the Lecha Mishnah gives a second approach. He writes that we could say bedochak, that the Tosefta is talking in a case where the person is able to run away if he really tries hard, and if he was successful in doing that, then none of them would have to die. And that's why it's usher to give over one person. As opposed to in our sugya, where there's no way out. And when there's no way out, by the Mori Duroi, where there's no way out, so then we say, sorry, you can't kill. You're not allowed to violate murder, you have to get yourself killed. So he says, that may be the difference in that case. That maybe over there, in the case of the Tosefta, there's a way out. So since there's a way out, that's why we say that we won't apply this far of my chazis. We'll say, let everybody die. Because it's not really letting everybody die. It means we're not going to give anybody over, because there's always a chance that we can all escape and nobody will die. But Eino Chinami, says Lech Mishnah, if somebody was for sure going to die, then we'd go with my chazis. So two diametrically opposed views. Because Mishnah says my chazis, I mean, we have a problem. We have a stira between what the Rambam says from the Yerushalmi and my chazis. Rambam says from the Yerushalmi, it's everybody will die or one guy will die, let everybody die. My chazis says, obviously, if it's everybody or one guy, let one guy die and not everybody die. So what do you do? Which one wins? So the Kesem Mishnah says, what carries the day is Yahrig Val Yavar. My chazis is irrelevant. My chazus is an after-the-fact explanation that tried to make it more palatable. But that's not what carries the day. What carries the day is that we're not allowed to murder somebody. Period. You're not allowed to murder, you're already got yavar, a whole group of people has to get killed rather than murdering somebody. That's what carries the day. On the flip side, the Lech Mishnah says, no, my chazus carries the day. My chazus is the svara, that's what works, that's what operates over here. And any time the svara of my chazus does not work, then it's not Yahri Gal Yavar. It's only Yahri Gal Yavar insofar as it's still going to be my chazus. That's my chazus between the Kesem Mishnah and Lech Mishnah. Now this came up in a halachic context, in a very fascinating case. Came up in the following case. In the Sefer B'Nayahu on Maseches Erevin, this is quoted in the Pnine Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes from the Sefer Maisa Tuvia in the name of a doctor Ibn Sina, that in Eretz Yishmael, Yolde Isha Tu Umot, Shegufam Nifrad Barosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, V'Rak Mechubaros B'Masneya Minatzad. What's he describing? Siamese twins. Different heads, different arms, different legs. They're connected by their stomachs. Good? Minat side, from the side of their torso. Ukshigdilu biksha achas liinase vachosel ratsa. And they got older, and it was two sisters, two girls, and one of them wanted to get married. Now they grew up, they were Siamese. One of them wanted to get married, and the other one said, no, I don't want to get married. Ubo l'shofet, v'oshivam l'fanav, so they told the sister who didn't want to get married, and the judge said, the one who doesn't want to get married, come here, let me talk to you. I want you to come here alone, without your sister. She couldn't move because she's attached to her sister. But then he told the other sister, get up, come up bizrizos vihinia sachosima. The one that wanted to get married, she said, okay, you get up, now without your sister. And she was able to get up, and she was able to move, and she was able to... She was controlling the limbs. V'yitira shofet linase. So the judge said, okay, you're allowed to get married. Why? L'fishanizbar shehiya ikar v'akoach atzla v'achosat felela. Because it became clear that she was the ikar. She was the real... She was the life force over there. The other sister was just tafel, was just secondary. V'yonekas koach mimena. And then after the wedding, the other sister died out of embarrassment and anger. I don't know if that was officially diagnosed as, it was embarrassment and anger that killed her. I don't know. It always. And then obviously, when one Siamese twin dies, the other one's going to die also. So the other one died because she's attached to a carcass, right? So that, you know, that can't be good for you. So you see there are two different lives because one of them was able to live for several days without the other one alive. So he goes into a whole arichus about this and he is not machria. Now, the poskim discuss, let's say that's not the normal case. The normal case, they don't grow up and get older, you know, and have cute videos of them, you know, winning potato sack races or whatever, right? That's not nice. But that's not the normal case. What's the normal case? Rachman al-Itzlan. You have Siamese twins. What do you have to do usually? If one of them is gonna live, you have to kill one of them. You have to cut one of them off and give the heart. Usually it's one heart, one, you know, and let one of them live, one of them die. To the extent the Siamese twins is normal, that's the more normal case, right? So what do you do in that case? Do you kill one in order to save the other one's life? Now in our sugya it's clear that the issur to kill somebody in order to save your own life is because of my chazis, right? A person has to get killed rather than violate the issur of tzicha. So they, because of my chazis, like you said, meaning you don't know that your life is any more valuable than the other, and since you're both equally equal, so you have to be passive. So what about when the rotzeach and the nirtzach are not shkulim? They're not exactly even. Let's say the doctors say, and this happened in a very much celebrated case in, I believe, the 1970s or the 1980s, where the doctors say that we can save one, we cannot save the other one. baby A can be saved by killing baby B, baby B cannot be saved by killing baby A. What do you do then? So it's not shkulim. So on the one hand, you don't kill somebody to save a life, because you're not allowed to kill my chazir, so you have to be passive, you're not allowed to kill to save a life. But on the other hand, maybe that's only when you could say my chazir. Who told you one life is more valuable than the other? But if you know that one is more valuable than the other, because one of them can actually survive, and the other one can't, so then maybe you would say that, okay, so take the more valuable life. It may be totally in this machlokas between the Ketzer Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. Meaning, what is the operative issue over here? Is my chazis the svara, and that's what educates every decision in life versus a life, figuring out which life is more valuable, and when you know which life is more valuable, you go with it. And that's what the Lecha Mishnah says. And that's what the Lecha Mishnah says. If they come and they say, we're going to kill one of you, we're going to kill 10 of you, you give them that one. And let him kill that one if there's no escape route, the Lecha Mishnah said. Because my chazis doesn't apply in a case where it's so obvious. 10 is more valuable than 1. So the hero, so it's so obvious which one is more valuable. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, that my chazis isn't really what matters. What really matters is that you're not allowed to murder. Murder is just such a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible crime. And you're never allowed to do it, even at the risk of life. So then you're not allowed to choose one baby over another baby. So this happened in the year Tufshin Lamed Zayin. What is that, Tufshin Lamed Zayin? 1977, the year I was born. Where two Siamese twins were born, and they were connected by the heart. And one of them had a full heart with four they're called chambers? Four chambers, and the second one had a defective heart that only had two chambers. The derech hateva, it would not be able to stay alive for very long. So the doctor said we could save the four-chambered heart baby by killing the two-chambered heart baby. So who do you go to in 1977 to pask and shayla like this? Rav Moshe. So when's Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe's family said that he went into a room and Kimat locked himself up for 24 hours straight without talking to anybody, seeing anybody, eating anything. He was researching this shayla, focused on this shayla. It like he became totally absorbed in this shayla. Now if you come up with a shayla that demands Rav Moshe's attention like that, you're doing that's pretty good, right? So what did Rav Moshe say in the end? So Rav Moshe paskin that they're not shtei and shkulos. One of them is healthy, one of them is not. So we don't say my chazis over here, and you're allowed to kill the one that has the leif pagum in order to save the other one. Meaning, essentially, he says that we take my chazis la halacha. That my chazis is what carries the day. Yeah.
How far do we take a person being healthy? Let's say a person who's sick, for example. Well, it's not like, but they have, let's say, 2 years to live, as opposed to somebody who, you know, who's healthy with.
It's a good question. It's a very, very hard question. Comes up lemaisa in a lot of situations, end of life situations. The halacha is that if someone is going to die as a result of the illness that they have, and they're suffering terribly, so they get to make the choice whether they want to prolong their suffering by taking medication or stopping medication, just letting nature take its course and let themselves die. But that's only when it's chayei sha'a. But if it's chayei olam, the person can live. So then you're not allowed to decide not to take medication if you can live. If you can live, you have to live. But the question is, how do you define what's called chayei sha'a, what's called chayei olam? Are we talking about a matter of minutes? A matter of days, months, years? So it's very, very questionable. Very hard to know where to draw the line. I don't know. Now, in the Sefer Bad Kodesh, Rav Pivarsky thought that it's not permissible to kill the one of the babies. Certainly not midin rodev. He said one of the babies is not a rodev because it's min hashamayim karadfi. Right? So the Ribbono Shel Olam set up this situation. But he writes another reason to allow killing the baby, the Siamese twin. He said that baby, that Siamese twin that only has the two chambers in the heart, was born in such a way that it never could have survived. What's the halacha when you have a baby that never had a chance of survival? What's that called? That's what we call a nechal. Why is it that pidyon haben before 30 days doesn't work? Why is it that we wait for 30 days? Because only when the baby is alive for 30 days is he yotzei mechal nechal. Is it now becheskas bar kayama? But a baby that dies early is assumed to be a nechal. So Pravarsky said the baby's a nechal. The halacha is that you're not chayv misa for killing a nechal. So it's not a mechazis issue. It's that one is a real life and one's not a real life. So you save the real life at the expense of the other one. Fascinating case, this whole Siamese twin business. But that I just wanted to point out to you, that relates very much to this machlokas between the Kas Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah, which is, you know, really is the crux of our whole Gemara. What is my chazis the operative rule, or is it just a hesber for a rule of Yaharig Valyava? Right, that's really the crux of the issue. Yeah.
So the case in more normal standards, it's like, would be a guy who has stage whatever cancer, high stage cancer, no way of saving him, nothing. So then he wanted to tent to give that guy over, so he's gonna die anyway.
Oh, maybe.
That's a good.
Right.
These cases don't happen anyway.
Right. Right. Or, yeah. Maybe.
So that would be the case.
Yeah. Maybe. The other question that relates to whether my chazis is the operative rule or not is the Gemara says in Maseches Sota and Daf Yud that Maseches Bo Metzia Daf Nun Tes that Noach lo adam shiapel atzmo toch kivshen eish val yabim pnei chaveru barabim. It's better for a person to throw himself into a furnace and die rather than embarrass somebody publicly. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, wow, does that mean it's Yaharig Valyava to embarrass someone publicly? Do you have to give up your life rather than embarrassing someone publicly? So what would you say? The Gemara seems to say so, right? So Tosos, Frektakasha, wait a second, our Gemara and the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9, Dalit, and the Gemaras everywhere say that there are three Yaharig Valyavas, there's Avodah Zarah, there's Gilaraz, and Shrikh Zdamim. What about Halbanas Panim? Yeah? What? That by definition it's going to be Farhesia.
You said before that everything possibly.
I'm not sure Rabim and Farhesia are the same Gedda. Malm Pnei Chaver Barab may not be Farhesia. It's an excellent point, but I'm not sure that they're the same Gedda. It must not be, because Tosfos raises the Kasha. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it is Yaharig Valyava.
If it was, then it would be. I mean, what is Farhesia?
Right, then everything is Yaharig Valyava if it's Farhesia.
So if I die, like, announce the news.
Tosfos says even if it's not in the news, even if it's not for us, it's just Barabbin, it would be enough.
So
Tosfos says Yaharig Valyava. Why doesn't it get mentioned on the list with the other three? He says because it's not Mefurish Bekra. You don't have an explicit pasuk that says Halbanos Bnei Chaver Barabbin. So the Gemara, when it gives a list, is only giving a list of things that are explicit pasukim. Okay, so that's what Tosfos says. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, says a little different in Shari Tshuva. Ben Yonah says, no, it is on the list. It's on the list. Where is it on the list? It's Shvich Zdam, it's Shvitzicha. Because the blood drains away from the person's face, so it's Shvich Zdam. Let me ask you something. Which life is more valuable? A person to stay alive and not be shot in the head with a bullet? Or a person to suffer a minute of embarrassment? Meaning, can you apply the Svara of my chazis? Someone holds a gun to my head and says, embarrass Danny publicly or I'm going to kill you. So is there any question, my chazis? What's more valuable? Me living the next however many years God grants me on this earth? Or him suffering one moment of embarrassment? There's no shayla on the my chazis anymore. It's not even an issue of my chazis. So if you say that my chazis is the operative rule, then you cannot say that Halbanos Pnei Chaveru Barabin is a din in Shvichas Dami, because my chaz won't work. But if you say that my chaz is not the operative rule is that murder is just such a horrible crime, it's just such a terrible thing, that it's Yaharig Valyava, so murder in all of its forms will be Yaharig Valyava. This machlokas, Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah, critical machlokas, in unlocking the keys to this entire sugya, very, very critical machlokas. the Kesef Mishnah, when dealing with the issue of Avodas Pechaver Abraham, just a second, when dealing with the issue of Avodas Pechaver Abraham, says we don't need to use Maichazis when it comes to murder, because remember what the Gemara said, how do I know that Gili Arayis is Yarek Valyavim? Because we learn from Shrichas Dam, right? Well, by Gili Arayis there's no Svar of Maichazis. So Mimeli says, even though Shvichas Dam itself is only learned from Maichazis, but once we apply it to Gilei Arayos, we have to drop the Maichazis Svara. So Mela, we can now apply Yahari Valiavar back to Shvichas Damim, even when there's no Maichazis Svara. Because it's going to have to match Gilei Arayos. So it's like a little bit of a trick, an end around, to get out of the Maichazis problem.
So the Maichazis problem doesn't apply, then we don't apply it by Shvichas Damim.
So mainly we can't apply by Shvichas Damim anymore.
But then I don't understand that you don't have a Shvichas
Damim. Then you're not Maichazis.
They don't have a Shvichas Damim problem at all, then there's no heckish between Shvichas
Damim. Right.
And
yeah, it's a little circular. It's a little circular. It is a little circular. Any other question? Okay, sorry. Is there anything else? Any other Averas that are Yahari Valiavu? It's a fascinating series of tshuvas.
According to Tosfos, would the person is both like the vice versa person is to her value in terms of Mabir Khabi. The person is obviously Mocha on his bears, never get it.
According to say again?
Let's say a person says like embarrass this person or I'll kill you. And the person who's gonna be embarrassed says, no, embarrass me, rather than get killed. Would that allow a person to embarrass the person in public? That give them, you know.
You say the person would be mochel anyway.
Mochel,
so if he's mochel, then he probably you're allowed to. Yeah, probably allowed to if he's mochel. Yeah, probably.
Your killer is gonna go over to him and say, you can go ask this guy.
You probably can't get the mechil in advance though. There's a series of tshuvas in Binyan Sion, from Kuf Ayin Aleph through Kuf Ayin Dalet, I think it is, in Binyan Sion, all about Yahrig Val Yavar in unusual cases. More than Kuf Ayin, through Kuf Ayin Hey, where he goes back and forth, where people keep attacking him because he keeps saying everything's Yahrig Val Yavar. He starts with a discussion about doing autopsies and whether you're allowed to do an autopsy to save a life. So he had held that it's asur to be menaval mace even with tzorich pikuach nefesh. And whoever was writing this letter to him said, that's not true. So what would be the svara? What would be the svara that it's yahrig val yavar to be menaval mace? If you assume that it has din of halbanas b'nei chaver b'rabi, that it's embarrassing to be menaval mace. That it's a bizayon to the mace. Oh, so his whole tshuva is about mechila issues. Wouldn't the mace be mochel to save a life?
Let's say he has a document that says I'm mochel in autopsy.
Very good. I had a situation. I was in Florida for Pesach, as I mentioned once or twice, and someone came over to me, said, "You don't know me. My son is." The person said, "Their son is." I'm not going to say the name, but. Very, very, very prominent Talmud Chacham. An extraordinary Talmud Chacham. This person looked like a regular, regular middle-aged, modern Orthodox Jew. And I said, wow, that's amazing. This person said, I want to donate my body to, I want to donate all my organs after I die. I want to be an organ donor, I want everything. My son's never going to let. I know he's going to take control of everything after I die, and, he's a big rabbi, and he's going to make sure that none of it happens. But I want it. I want it to all be going to other. I'm not going to need it anymore. I want it to all be going. So, obviously, telling me this, he was hoping that I could put him in touch with a rabbi who would, and a lawyer who would be able to make something foolproof that his son won't be able to get around it. Whatever. So there you have a person who's clearly mocha is b'zayin. So if you have a mason mutalafana, you have a dead body, you have a person who's going to, not mason, you have a cholam mutalafana that needs a heart transplant. And here's a person that dies, but he's got a beating heart, assuming that's possible. Let's assume for a moment that that's possible. So can you take his heart and save the other person? It's required being the novel of the mace. So that's the discussion in Binyan Tefillin. Yeah?
Is there a difference between your autopsy and the organ article? The autopsy, I mean, is there a difference between the autopsy and the
organ? They both require nivel
ha-mace. Nivel ha-mace, but isn't the whole... But the autopsy, in the end, all the body parts are going to be there.
Ah, okay. You're right. So both regarding nivel ha-mace, one requires actually being... You do have that issue. There is a discussion some of the posts can raise. How's tchiyas ha-mace going to happen if the person doesn't have a heart anymore? So other posts can say, Hashem will figure it out. You know, like, how's tchiyas ha-mace going to happen, period? You know, like, Hashem will figure it out. That's, you know, that's why he's God. You know, in Kuf Ayin Gimel, the Binyan Tzion tries to defend his psak that limsar atzmo shelo levayish, that a person has to give up his own life rather than being mevayish, rather than embarrassing someone else publicly.
That's funny.
Okay, so the yeah. So he has a lengthy discussion about the whole story with Yehuda and Tamar and what exactly happened and how to learn from that story whether this in fact is halach lemaisa. And then he goes on to another issue. The Gemara, then he goes on to discuss what if you have, and obviously a major part of this discussion has to be the Gemara Baba Siyad of Samach Beis of Shnayim Mahalchim Bederach, right, when only one of them has a Kiton Shalmayim. Then he also goes on to discuss what if you have a different situation. It's not about embarrassing someone. What if it's stealing? It's stealing your Hari Valiyab. Because what if you have the case where a person is going to die unless they get a certain medication? Can they break in and steal the medication in order to save their own lives? So what would you say? Of a pasha that it's mutter, it's not Yehari Galiava, right? So this is Machlokas Rishonim in Gemara Baba Kama Dav Samach. The Gemara talks about where David HaMelech burned down a field in order to save his troops. And the Gemara says that the Sanhedrin told that he sent a Shaila to the Sanhedrin, and they told him, Il Malei David Ata, if you weren't who you were, if you weren't David, then this would have been big trouble. But because you are who you are, because you're David, that's why it's okay. So Machlokas Rashi tells us what that means. Does that mean that they were saying if you weren't David, if you were a regular guy, that would mean that mamish would have been usher for you to do this, that you're not allowed to burn down someone else's field in order to save your life? Or do you say no? Il Malei David Ata, after burning down that field, you would then owe the guy the money and you have to pay him back. Of course you're allowed to burn down the field. It's just a question whether you'd owe the guy the money. But because you're David, you're not going to owe the guy the money. You're not going to have to pay the guy back. Those are the two deus in Rishonim as to what exactly the Gemara means. So it is possible, at least when some Rishonim, that we have a fifth Yarek Val Yava. Right? In addition to the three the Gemara identifies, you have Malm Pech Ver Barabim, according to Tosos and Rabbi Niyana, and maybe Tali, like we said, in that Machlokas, the Chamishna and Kesem Mishnah. Then perhaps a fifth, stealing as well, in terms of Yarek Val Yava. Now, what we still didn't get to discuss, that I really said we would, and I apologize we didn't. What did I say we were going to discuss that we didn't discuss? I don't know, was there anything else that we were supposed to? Maybe not, maybe we got everything. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the new sugya. Yeah.
What's the reason why for Toys was? Because he sort of like takes an account to the modern days and like one dairy might.
Yes, that's the question whether in the Maidan Midivra Agada. So the Binyan Tzion discusses that. That maybe you should say in the Maidan Midivra Agada, it's an Agada to Gemara. What are you going to learn from there? You can't learn anything from there.
So why does it
be? But apparently Tosos took it as because it was about actual people that actually did something. It was Yehuda, Tamar, you know, that she was ready to actually throw herself into Kivshan Esh. So that was the. You know, so if you can have a limud from
so why like other Gemaras where it's like it compares for example Gila or
so if you say that Kala Koes is Kila Wavir Avodah Zarah or something like that, That's just a statement that it's very severe. But you didn't say that anyone ever gave up their life rather than getting angry. Right? I mean, it wasn't a Maisa Rav where someone held a gun to Yosef at Tzadok's head and said, "Get angry, I'm going to kill you." And he said, "No, I will not get angry."
If there was a case like that,
then maybe the Balei Tosfos would say you could learn halacha from there. Maybe
that's the only case that exists.
I don't know. Maybe there are others. This is one I know about.